In and Out of the Sound Studio Conference presents a talk on radiophonic creation by Chantal Dumas.
Often I use the word création radiophonique, which is a word which is more used in France, I should say. And I think it's more specific than to say like, it could be like radio art or audio art. And audio arts could include a lot of things, everything which has to do with audio, which could be sound installation, which could be radio, which could be, it depends which way you do it, it could be kind of music or performances. If I talk about radio art, or maybe it's the same thing, but création radiophonique means that at the beginning, for sure, there is an author, there is somebody who is behind it, somebody who has an idea about something, and somebody who decided the way you want to present things and to say something. And for me, this is something very important, and this is what the difference between what radio proposed and when we do this kind of pieces, which is création radiophonique or radio art, there is somebody behind, somebody who has something to do, in some specific way to do, and with some kind of aesthetic. Then I would say that for me, like création radiophonique or radio art, it's not literature. It's not only words, not based on words. It's not music. And I should say, for the one who doesn't know, my background is in music, then this could have a great influence on the way I'm doing this kind of work and this different aspect of work. And for sure, we can feel that the way that I do things and put things together, there is a musical way behind it. And I like to talk about, when I describe the work I'm doing, I talk often about like writing with sounds. Then it's true that for me, there is kind of sentences, there are phrases, I talk about when I'm composing. Now it's the word I use. For many, many years, I couldn't use that word composing, but now I accept that it's true. It is a composition I'm doing. Yeah, I can say often I talk about rhythm. Rhythm is very, very important, in fact. And for me, that this rhythm is something which goes from different layers of a piece. There are three narrative lines, one which is the text, and the other one which is kind of ambience, but it's just really composed, and sounds, which could be something different, which appear at the same time. And for me, when I talk about rhythm, it's really important for me to feel that there is like a circulation of all these aspects through these different lines, in fact. Each time I'm doing a radio production, for me it's very important, not important, but it seems that it is the beginning of the starting point of something, that there is a space, in fact, somewhere. It's always a question of space. And I can even call that in situ, in a way, because I'm somewhere and I like to record sounds and the place I am, and this is part of the composition I do. Then this word spaces are something very important in all the positions I'm doing. And for me, radio, it's a box, in fact. This is that way. Now it's no more. Maybe right. It could be a computer, but in a way, this is a space in the computer somewhere, memory somewhere, or just an input somewhere. And if I think about the more traditional radio, what we call radio, it's kind of box. And what I like in this idea of this box, that this is an empty box. In fact, you just turn off, and there is nothing there. You just turn on, and there is something. In fact, I like the ideas that it's not even the reality, but what I will dream maybe, you know, it will be that we just turn on the radio and you just, I don't can say that, but wondering on the bandwidth. So, and you could be somewhere, you could be in an apartment just listening to a conversation of two people. And another place you could be maybe just by the sea listening some waves. You could be like in the bathroom with somebody, I don't know. I would like the aspect that it could be like different kind of a reality and different spaces. And spaces could include all kind of things. It could be intellectual, it could be like an action and activities. It could be like a creation, it could be different kind of things. But for me, radio, it's that. And so there's a fiction there. Then there is really something which is bring to your place in your intimacy. And you own are in a space, just to quote again, Claire, you are in a space and there's a lot of things involving around, and then you have this radio, and this radio bring at your place something which is totally different for what you are living at the moment you are there. And this is really something which really touched me, I can say. M'allume, inspire, yeah, better say that way. Inspire me. this kind of aspect that in fact everything is possible. Everything coming from sound can be in this box. If I come back to this idea of the spaces, then I talk these possible spaces which could be in the box. But for me, like this idea to bring the outside inside, it's always this question of space too. And there was a word that I like pretty much, in fact, it's this word news. And what I like in it is more, I don't know if you know the etymology of that word. It's news, it's N-E-W-S, which is north, east, west, south.
Ooh. Yeah.
Oh. And that's really great, in fact. Yeah. It means in one point, you have everything coming down, only one point. And this was really the beginning of this, all this.
Wow.
Communication things, and this is, I'm sure, a word which happened because of communication. And this is another way just to put all these spaces all together, in fact, that's like a point which everything's encountered through a little box which is already right now, it could be TV. And to continue with this ideas of spaces, that from my own work, which is more like fiction and narrative form, this is something I really developed. I said, okay, space is already there, and there's a space to receive other spaces. And in fact, this is something maybe by the influence of some electroacoustic music, was this idea of space, that inside of that you can have space, you can have the movement and the sound. You can create rhythm or create an image in movement just by making the sound moving somewhere. And this is something I began to develop, in fact, and spent a year and a grant I obtained to think more about what how it could be possible to make an image more alive, or what could be the different techniques to do it. And I think of that. There are many, but when you work with the voices and the sound, sometimes you just want to open and to find different way for that. And I did a piece which is called Many, Many Places, which has been done through different spaces in Montreal. And I asked two friends of mine who are dancers to come with me, and France Pepin, which is one of them, and Alain Dessieux, that year. She said, we can do something like a sapatiada, which is kind of a jig from Brazil, which kind of game or play that people do in villages that begin to do a step and you repeat it as fast as you can. And the last one who succeeds to do it is the winner, we can see. And then we have done that through different spaces in Montreal corridors and the metro, Bonaventure, different kind of spaces. And what I wanted with that was like maybe to, in a way, to give a body to the radio, which is something very abstract. And at the same time, I wanted to find a way to capture the presence of the body in a space. Then I used the voice for that, but mostly I used like the resonance of the presence of this body in space. This is what I work with.
Yep, 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 yep.
What does a microphone allow us to hear? The microphone is the medium. Through it are taken sound images which are filled with architecture spaces. The microphone amplifies the microscopic. It follows the movement of the dancer through space and captures the acoustical effects. And it begins like very close to the dancer, and at the end, I was trying to do some kind of traveling and close up and this kind of things to feel different dimensions. And the end of the pieces, it's like there is a microphone which is really on the shoes, and what you read is the cracking of the shoe.
I'm getting very interested in the way that we move with our equipment, and I'm just wondering, I'm trying to imagine you with your microphone and all your gear following these dancers, and what did you notice about how you had to move your body to accommodate that?
Yeah, in fact, that way it's like kind of, there is a performance in front of you, and you are part of the performance, you're with them, in fact. I don't want to be outside. If I wanted to be outside, say I will be there and just do what you have to do and I will take what's there. But what I wanted, it depends. There was many proposition there. Sometimes I really wanted to be with them. And the difficulties of the thing was not to take my own footsteps, you know, with them. And then you have to take care about that and take off the clothes. You have to have clothes which are very nice when you move. And I think the best for that is always to record, to do recordings with very great headphones. Mm-hmm. That you have the headphones and you hear everything. And that's really, really important to hear what we're doing. And if you have the microphones, not the little things you put in your head, then you hear everything around, but the ones which are really closed, and then you know what you are recording. And sometimes it's like you have to do some rehearsal to try how you manage with your own equipment and just to feel it. Then another project, Radio Role Movies. At the beginning of a project, it should have kind of urgency to do something. Like something which push you just to be somewhere and to say something about something else. For sure, the motivation, maybe it will not appear in the piece you will do, but somewhere it's like the text which is under the production. And it's not a necessity to have that just be there, be shown, I think. But if there is the subtext, for sure it will have something which will drive the pieces. And that the question which often is asked to me, and I imagine for you yourself, or we always ask to ourselves, is what is at the beginning of a piece? How do we choose the subject? What is there? Is there some, what do you have to say? Then for me, it could be like a sensation and emotion. It could be a sentence I see somewhere. But it's never something very clear, in fact. I can say, okay, I would like to be in this area, but I need to do something with that, but it's not precise what I have to say, what I want to say. And I should say that I think for our projects it's very long, with the starting point and the piece is when the piece will be done. And I should say that for each project it could be different, but at the beginning was mostly I was going outside to do recordings. After that I was listening to recording and say, is there something there which interests me? But for that project, it has been a very nice trip, in fact. 2-month-long trip through Canada. And I did this project with Christian Canon. We buy a car for that, a minivan. And we start Montreal, going through the prairies, and then up to Yukon, beyond the Arctic Circle. And then we went down to Vancouver Island and came back to Montreal. And the question I have before we did it was, okay, we will cross this country and we will see wonderful things in nature. For sure beautiful, but what is the sound there? And the question was, what do we see, and is there a way to do a transcription of that, and how will we do it with sound? And I realized pretty soon that was not a good question, in fact. The idea is if you deal with the view, you don't deal with the hearing, and what we see is not what we hear. What we decided to do for that project, we said, okay, we'll try to escape the engine in a way, and we took some notes about what was specific from the place where we were, in fact. And we said, because we were really doing the project together, we said, okay, if we listen something different, we'll just listen to it, we'll re-record it. If it's all the same as everywhere, we'll not record it. Then after that we said, okay, there is mountains somewhere, what do you do with mountains? And it is like the more characteristic, which is the characteristic of the place, like in Yukon there is mountains. How do you record the mountains? It's just a real question. Then we were with somebody else and somebody's cream, and then we have this kind of reverb or echo, and then there is different things like that. At another point we were in the Wimette Canyon in Ontario, and then we visited that place, and there was two little girls with two mothers who were there just screaming in the canyon, and there was some reverb there. Hello. Then we decided to be in different places and try to catch a different point of view. Then we talked to the girls and to the mothers, and we asked if we could do some recordings, and the girl continued to scream. And then sometimes she was somewhere and I was in another place, and then we played with that, with one of the sequences of the piece, to have this different point of views and to catch sometimes like an answer. The answer could be like the echoes of the place, and sometimes we just have the diary sound, which is really subtle in the piece, but this is another way to find a way to talk about it.
Yes.
You want us to do any more?
Yes. Keep doing it.
Okay.
Say hello again.
Oops. Okay, that crate just fell.
Say hello again.
And in general, what we afterward when we came back, these were just kind of ideas we had in mind. And it's like, okay, we'll be in the car, then we'll record the car. We do not want to be represented in these pieces, but we will be there because we have the microphone in our hands. Then we decided to keep all the sounds like the jacket, zipper, this kind of stuff, and we play with that. And we decided that this part will be like, we are with people, that there are people there, there is action, there is kind of life, and this is what we try to reproduce, and to find a way to keep like the essence of the, what we experienced with that trip through the sound.
We are directly broadcasting from the tent of the Princess of the Stars, and she just woke up. She said some words after being lying in bed for many hours, I would say. But finally she spoke, and she said, my batteries are finished.
And the other one, which we wanted as a mirror of the other one, I should say that there is a lot of sounds of train, and there was a way just to have like this aspect of echo from the belly and this kind of things, and like the sensation of movement, and sometimes to have something which is closer to the sound, more material. The other project, it is called Surface Document, which was more the idea to have something more abstract, and in a way to use sound, to have the sound there, but to talk about something else, to talk about musicality, you can say, or the music of, not the music, but to be in music with that piece, and to be closer to the sound, in fact, just to catch what is specific of that sound, and to think that like more like a way of electroacoustics or écoute-réduite, which is a term we try to translate. How do we translate it in Pierre Schaeffer expression? The reduced listening. The reduced listening, écoute réduite.
We say reduce.
Then this is the way we talk about that. And at the point there was kind of thunder and followed by silence and this kind of thing. We said this is a way to talk about silence, in fact, maybe to talk about nuances. And this is the way we talk about it. Yeah, that was a long project because we were two to work on the same project. Two who wanted to be in the studio at the same time and to be on the computer. That was it. There were some great moments there. And you know, when you have so much material at the beginning, we didn't know what to do with that. And the question, what do we do?
Where do you start?
Where do we start? It's just always a big question. And I think the beginning is always to listen to the material you have. You cannot escape to that. And after this, yes, we have 60 hours. How can we do it? Yeah. But we took some notes, not a lot during the trip, but we have something in the memory, and sometimes there were some notes on the dead cassette, and we went nearly through of all we had recorded. And after that, we have to decide, what do we want to do with that? That was another great question, and as I said before, like the motivation, the greatest motivation was to do the trip, and after that, you have to produce a piece. And finally, we decided to, we began with the one you heard some excerpt, and we decided to find a way to do a trip to different regions, and we decided to find different ways to give some different point of views, I should say. Not all the terrain everywhere, but it could be like sometimes it's a way to listen to a forest, which is a great acoustic, which is natural acoustic, and that's really great. You have the terrain, but you really feel that it's a cathedral in a way. Some other times it was in Yukon, that it was all this kind of sounds coming from all type of radio, which was the radio there with some country things, and a woman just stopped the CD and said, oh, now, Mr. Jones, we are waiting for you. There is a reunion just beginning. We are waiting for you for the reunion. Then there was this kind of things, and with sounds of Morse code, too. Then we work with this type of things, like kind of writing or communication. At other point, it's more like to feel the real time of a trip, which is what we heard first when we entered to this web project, which is like just really the time the car takes just to go through the field. This kind of things. Then we find a way just to do a kind of trajectory, I can say? Trajectoire.
Trajectory.
Yeah, trajectory.
And after that, you have this kind of question, yes, then you have this sense, how do you want to put that together? Then we find a way to develop kind of different ideas to mirror, then sometimes there is a part which is something which is based on way that you listen at the other place in another way. And once I should say slow down, that's the background of something else, that you have something different, then we, further and further, we're doing the project, in fact, there was more musical ideas which were coming. You said, okay, but to stop there, it's not a musical piece, it's like something else.
Well, it was interesting that you didn't do a linear journey the way you were traveling.
No.
So it was, in fact, an imaginary journey, because within those pieces you have something from Manitoba and Ontario and Yukon at the same time. And I thought that was really interesting, because we have the visual map in front of where you went, but you were trying to musically, sonically, show us a different type of journey, as sort of the after effect of of the journey that you took, the memory of the journey in a way, right?
Yeah, and I think this is how memories work, in fact. Mm-hmm. We look at the picture afterward, and then you can say, okay, I was there. But when you don't have these photos in front of you, it's like you're mixed in there. And I think it works as a trip, as the one was, isn't that? I think that the travels, there is a travel.